This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Has the media gotten lazier, or is the audience lazy? 877-881-1053. Would love to get y'all's feedback in on this segment. Franklin, Frankel Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube from the 469. Can I get a shout out from my wife? She's a teacher, and the kids have been going wild for spring break in DISD. And shout out to my daughter, Mia, for improving her reading. I always thought, like, being a teacher the last day before a holiday, or the last day before, like, even a three-day break or four-day break is probably a pain, because the kids are like, oh my God, what am I going to do with all this free time? It's going to be amazing. And then from the 214, can I get a shout out from a mother-in-law, Dora? She went to Jesus last Saturday morning. She was a cool mother-in-law. I really like my in-laws, and I think people who like their in-laws, huge benefit, makes your life significantly easier. Now, Corey, can you walk us through the logic behind this topic?
Okay. Do we want to hear the audio first?
We'll probably have to stop and start it because it's really long.
It is really long. There's an argument between Charles Barkley and Kendrick Perkins. And Barkley, we'll get to his audio momentarily, is like, you dummies, all y'all do is talk about the Lakers. And every day we come in here and we put ESPN, NFL Network, whatever on, just to have around so we can see what news is going on. A lot of times MLB Network's on. And every day, whenever they get a chance, you will see a topic about Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott,
right,
Lakers, LeBron James. Four things. Quite honestly, they don't even dive into baseball that much. They loved that the Dodgers and Yankees were in the
sure.
World Series, so
for
they
sure.
didn't have to do any real work. They could just be like, oh, we know these things. But the mindset behind that is, they just roll in there and go, the audience wants this. The audience wants Cowboys. How many times have we heard that?
Yeah.
Dude, roll a Cowboys segment out there and you're fine.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, roll a Cowboys segment out there and the ratings will be there. You and I, Kevin, have always approached this show as we want to talk about things we want to talk about.
Yep.
We've been very lucky that listeners have told us, I'm with y'all. Whatever y'all do, I'm with you. I'm here because I like y'all. And we really appreciate that a lot. That's why we try to creatively come up with unique ideas. The event popped up yesterday out of nowhere. We're trying to talk about other sports. Kevin's been trying to get you interested in college basketball. Just because talking about the same thing every day is boring. And
yeah.
It's boring for the listener, quite
yeah.
honestly. However, program directors, and I'm not calling Gavin Spittle on this, but there are program directors out there at ESPN. There are program directors that are like, the ratings say you have to do this.
Yeah.
So do it. So that comes to the question of, is it the media is just not being creative enough in their topics? And they're saying, well, the program directors say I need to do this, so I'm doing it. Or is the audience that tunes out every time you don't talk about the Cowboys or don't talk about LeBron and the Lakers. And again, we don't talk a lot of LeBron and Lakers anyway. That's just not our interest. But that is a good, that is the question of,
but
we're trying to talk about things you're interested in or get you interested in things that we're talking about.
And if we're really being honest, the show right before, Sean and RJ, they had LeBron and the Lakers in their tees for today's show. And like, we're not even really talking about it. And so there can be differences even on the same station from show to show. So let's go to Charles Barkley, cut number 8. And again, we'll probably stop this at a certain point because it is really long. But he brought up the hypothesis kind of when it was starting about Kendrick Perkins.
I saw a fool idiot on TV talking about the Lakers save the NBA.
Save the NBA?
Yeah, yeah. He's an idiot and a fool, but he know who he is. What's his name, Shaq?
Which one are you talking about?
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh,
he said the Lakers, first of all, the Lakers have had a great 2 weeks. He said the Lakers saved the NBA season. That's because them fools on the other network, which we're going to be working for next year, that's all they talk about. Let me tell y'all something.
Tell me something.
And first of all, I want all the smoke. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard or anything like that.
I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard.
Right.
Like you heard him, Kenny.
The Lakers are doing great. Got a long way to go. But the reason the season's been going great for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, y'all just want to talk about the Warriors and the Lakers. They're both doing great. Don't get me wrong. If I turn out to be wrong, I got no problem with that. But y'all are idiots because y'all talk about the Lakers and the Warriors all the time.
Let's pause it right there.
It's not idiots because they're doing what the audience is asking.
Yeah.
But the audience does get tired of it from time to time.
But not as much as I would hope.
Right.
And so this is where I'm not sure because I do think that the media at times can absolutely be lazy. But then there's other times when fans are like, well, if you would talk about, like, let's just take the Stars, for example.
Yes.
I think we talk about the Stars quite a bit.
Yes, Queen.
But then there are other people who will be like, well, why don't you talk Stars more? Because the Stars, unfortunately, and this is a blanket statement, they don't move the needle. The Stars don't move the needle in the DFW the way the Rangers do, and definitely not the way the Cowboys do. And so then other people will come back, and I get this, but if you would hype them up more and talk about them more, then more people would be invested. Maybe so. And I think we do that with certain things, like obviously college basketball, we're trying that out. But I think we talk a decent amount of Stars. But the thing is, are you willing to take the hit and risk your job or whatever in the meantime? Whereas you could just be lazy and throw out 4 hours of Cowboys and you know people are going to be listening. And even though there might be a lot of people who are like, this is boring, this is dumb, there's way, way, way more people who are like, I'll stay locked in for this.
Yeah.
And that's the trouble. So I hear what Charles Barkley is saying about like, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Oklahoma City Thunder have been saving this season because they've been the best, but people haven't cared.
Nobody cares about the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And people will care way more about the Warriors and the Lakers. So,
because those are national brands.
Exactly. And they're already sold. It's the same thing with movies. Oh, why do they come out with so many sequels or Marvel movies or blah, blah, blah? Because that audience is already there. It's built in. I know it's there. If you're going to make an important focus drama for adults, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll show up, maybe you won't. But if I slap Marvel on it, we're good.
Yeah.
I know I have a certain amount of money that's coming in no matter what.
Or if you're going to make a show that has a doctor, lawyer, judge that doesn't play by the rules. That usually is like, that's what they do because they know that works. So that's where, and somebody just pointed out, they were like, look, it's like chicken egg thing. Remember just a few months ago, Caitlin Clark was the biggest story and WNBA was becoming a talking point on every show.
Yep.
Now it's not even a mention unless it is about Caitlin Clark. And that's true. And we discussed that as just a conversation was ESPN and WNBA are partnering together. They are forcing that.
So they've made the investment. They're like, we've made the investment.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We think we can make a ton of money on it, but we have to get you to care about it.
Yeah, they got to figure out a way to get you to care. And that's what I think we try to do on our show. But it's, Kevin, when we were weekend show, we knew one thing was a guarantee. Tony Romo. And then just sit back and let the texts go. Sit back and let the phone calls pour in. Tony Romo, we'll talk about it next. I didn't even say anything other than Tony Romo, and I guaranteed you in the break,
oh, yeah,
we'd get 20 texts about, I love Tony.
Absolutely.
I hate Tony Romo. That's what it was. And so I'm sorry about the yes queen thing for anybody that's upset.
You should be.
I was just trying to be funny. We know, and right now it was because an enigmatic thing that you can't defeat and can't come up with a real solution for will always create controversy and conversation.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott is the same way.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, we'll talk about it next. And you're going to get texts that say, I hate Dak Prescott. We're never going to win with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's great. He just needs more. Jerry Jones is screwed. All these things will continue to happen. And that's an easy thing to do. If that's what the audience wants, if you as an audience want that, you're saying it by listening or not. Like, that's the reality. You're telling us what you want to hear.
Yeah. And look, we kind of gave this example the other day when we would get the facts and figures back for the newspaper and you would always see the negative story let out. And so, like, if we had the stars, well, let's be perfectly honest. If we had the stars on this station, we would probably talk even more about the stars because even if the audience wasn't there, we're invested as partners. Now it's tough. Because Corey brought it up in our second segment. Every time you talk stars, no matter what, there are one or two people that are like, hockey is boring.
Yep.
And I don't want to hear about it no matter what. And so that's the tough thing. So I do think that the media gets lazy. But I think the media gets lazy because they're like, hey, should I try to have this cutting edge, like what everybody's thinking about, talking about sports program that might not draw?
Mm-hmm.
Or can I, as they say, play the hits, sit back, have nothing particularly unique or original to say, and know that monster ratings are going to come in. To the point, our boss before, who I really, really like as a person, I got a chance to catch up with him at the Super Bowl.
Oh, you did too.
One of the dumbest things I ever heard in my life is we were going to put out a press release saying that we were going to rename our station 105.3 The Hand when Tony Romo hurt his hand going into, was it the Philly game, I think?
Yeah.
We were going to put out a press release that we were going to name our station 105.3 The Hand because we wouldn't get out Tony Romo hand covered. And like, that's a thing that was almost, that was going to happen. I'm honestly still to this day not sure why that didn't happen. But that's just because that's what sells and that's what draws.
That line that Chuck was talking about, though, Kendrick Perkins saying, the Lakers saved the NBA. What was the main talking point about the NBA before the Luka draft?
Before the Luka trade?
Yeah, the Luka trade. You remember what
How come everyone thinks our game sucks and no one's watching?
Well, all we do is shoot three-pointers. Nobody's watching this game anymore. And then the Lakers, actually, I mean, if you're going to give credit to Nico. If you're saying that the Lakers saved it, Nico's the one that made the trade. But that's, and again, because they don't, they're not really covering the sport. They're covering a topic. How do I get this angle into the show today and force controversy and force people to fight about it? Well, I mean, I know I can talk about this. If you're covering the sport, you're highlighting, dude, this guy right here, Donovan Mitchell's doing something special. Whenever Jason Tatum flexed his arm, Donovan Mitchell said, I got 41 for you. Good luck. And so, like, there are other things in the sport, but that's not what you're interested in getting them to argue about. So therefore you think the Lakers saved the NBA. But that's what's frustrating. That's what Mike argued, right?
Yeah.
We were sitting there at dinner the other night. We're sitting there around the table and Mike and Jared are arguing back and forth. Wolchuk's arguing about what? The fact that the Lakers somehow get a magical player all the time because, and Mike's theory was because the NBA wants the Lakers to be good because they can't survive without them. And that's what Kendrick Perkins is saying. But basically what that says, audience, you're too dumb to understand there's other things out there. And I don't think that's right. I think they're smarter than that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. From the 817, listeners that think hockey is boring are not true sports fans. I'm going to throw in one other. From the 469, hockey has more action than any other sport. It's literally nonstop action. But there are a lot of people out there who aren't sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's try this again. That are sports fans, but not all sports fans. There are a ton of people out there who are just football fans. You're not going to get them to be able to change their mind.
And Kevin, we, you know, this has been a, this is a very real discussion that we think about when we do have topics. Yesterday, the venting segment touched everybody's life. Everybody that gets behind the wheel of a car on the highway in DFW, it touches all of them. It's universal. We want to look for universal topics. We also want to look for universal topics that are going to be very interesting. We want that. And sometimes we're going to have smaller ponds that we're going to be fishing out of. But you do try to fish out of the biggest one. You want to get the most people listening to the station. But you also want to leave the segment with people saying, I laughed, I cried, I thought deeper about something I never thought before, I disagree with those guys. You want to get more out of your program than, oh man, they're arguing about the Cowboys again.
Yeah. By the way, Kendrick Perkins, if you wanted to know, he responded to Charles Barkley,
ooh,
tell that senior citizen I'll be around if he wants to talk. Now,
he doesn't go whistling by the graveyard, so.
And that seems like fighting words, but here's good news for Charles Barkley. You know that Kendrick Perkins will not start a campaign to get Charles Barkley's MVP taken away. So that is good news.
Does Charles Barkley have an MVP?
Yeah, okay. He does have an MVP. And I'm sure Kendrick Perkins said thumbs up to that.
Okay.
And he will not try to get his MVP taken away. So, good news. They might argue back and forth, but
hey,
at least you can keep that.
I want to thank the Tolos for letting us vent about this for this segment. So, Kevin, we did get the vent in today without even knowing it.
And sometimes you don't even know. From the 817, shout out to Kara, my future stepdaughter. She's getting interest from MIT, and she's only 16 years old. Woo! That is awesome. Congratulations. And makes us think we should have worked harder, huh, Alec? Although you're pretty close to 16.
Hey, now.
Dang.
I turned 24 in June. Can we, like, put a little respect on this name, please?
Can you rent a car by yourself? Then I
Dude,
will
what is
not.
Happening?
Hey, Ruben, can you give me a car?
From the 817.
Just give me a car.
Shout out to my best friend, Tyler. He's a huge fan of the Rangers. And here's a fun fact. I don't know if you're going to love this. His favorite player from the past was Jonathan Lucroy because they shared common ground and that they were both gingers.
Hey, man.
Let's go.
Whatever connects you, you know?
True.
I've been told Texas connects us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.